Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Are you down with OTT?
If I knew what it was, I probably would be. Are you ready to play games with pigeons?
Absolutely. And I have an augmented reality app that's right on the money.
Time for iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage process into the 21st century with a fast, easy, and completely online process. Check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/iOS today. It is right on the money. It is. iOS Today time. I love this time of the week. Megan Maroney and I get together to talk about our favorite operating system. Well, not, I don't know if it's my favorite operating system.
It's my favorite.
It's one of the best. Mm-hmm. That's not saying much, is it? iPhone, iPad, Apple TV. We actually have some Apple TV stuff for you. And of course, the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing the ceramic white one with the original band, which you and I both kind of mocked.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen you wear it before.
I like the, you mean the band?
The band, yes.
Yeah. Let me put it over here. I like Words with Friends.
Ooh.
Time to play. I like the... I bought other bands, leather bands and stuff. It was weird because this is the edition, this year's edition for the Series 2. So it's more expensive. It's $1,200. And I was a little insulted that it ships with a plastic, polyfluoroethylene band. But for working out, these sport bands are actually really good.
I wear the sport band all the time.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty comfortable.
Anthony, he has your old Apple Watch and he just bought a fake Hermes cuff for $12.
Well, he's an Hermes cuff kind of guy.
Well, you don't think I'm an Hermes cuff kind of gal?
I wouldn't say the cuff.
Maybe the double tour. He said the double tour too for $12.
Double tour is more ladylike. The cuff is more like a leather guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, it's big. It's like, you've seen guys, and there's a thing, it's a style thing. Mm-hmm. Young fellas, younger than me, like to wear these leather cuffs, right? And Anthony's a young guy. He's got a faux hawk. It fits his lifestyle. Not so much me. You don't want to see a 60-year-old guy wearing a leather cuff.
Yeah.
It's as bad as if I had a ponytail.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Let's.
I'm not a style maven. Anyway, I just have to say the fluoroelastomer band does work for working out. And it's actually surprisingly comfortable. So I thought I'd just try it for a change. Yeah. That's why one of the nice things about having it, it's so easy to change the bands on the mm-hmm. Apple Watch. So it's nice to have a variety of different looks.
It is true. The only problem is that if you decide to change sizes, like I had the smaller one and I bought the brown modern buckle and now I have the bigger one and that old one doesn't fit. So just
you
know
went 42 millimeter with this.
Did I say, I keep saying 42 inches.
Millimeters.
Like it's millimeters.
You got the rose gold, which is very pretty.
Yes.
You got that a couple of weeks ago. You're mm-hmm. liking it?
I love it. Yeah.
Not too big for you?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh. I noticed we have the same watch face. That's kind of cool. The information
yeah.
watch face.
I have the Breathe app and you have the, you have the Breathe too.
I have
too.
The Breathe app on here.
But I have timers. I set timers. My extra thing.
We're talking about our complications. Mm-hmm. It's complicated.
It is complicated. We're complicated people.
I have the Breathe app and I very rarely do it. It's one of those things where I think I should do it. Mm-hmm. I should pause once in a while throughout the day just to breathe. And it's supposed to help you do that. And it buzzes when you're supposed to breathe in and all that. And I always dismiss it. I say, yeah, not now. I'm busy.
So today we're going to talk about snip, 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 cutting the cord.
Oh, God, you scared me. Yeah, that's it. Cutting the cord.
Cutting the cord. That's the snipping
bit,
I was talking about.
A little
about.
Nervous. Yes.
OTT.
OTT.
Because we still have
off-track
cords.
Betting. What is OTT?
Over the top.
Over the top. Yeah.
Over the top. Yeah. You taught me that word.
Yeah, and you know, like a lot of words in the cable industry, it's not immediately apparent what it means. But the idea is instead of subscribing to Showtime, HBO, the local channels through a cable company, you use their internet service and you put these channels over the top on the internet. So that's something cable companies don't like too much because they get a lot of money for, you know, like $100 a month is a typical cable bill for all those channels, whereas they get less for internet. Of course, I have to point out that all the cable companies who are internet service providers have slowly ratcheted up the cost of cable internet and have added, in many cases, bandwidth caps, all to kind of make up for the loss of revenue from the premium channels and the local channels. So I think the cable companies have figured out a way to make it a net, no loss for them, which is something you should think about, because cord cutting doesn't usually save you money. You're going to still have to pay your internet bill. And then if you want premium channels, HBO is $15, or, you know, Showtime is 10 bucks. You're going to have to pay additional money. And I bet you in the end, I haven't, you know, done any extensive research, but my guess is it's going to come up pretty close, coincidence, to your actual cable bill.
Well, I pay, I mean, I pay for internet separately.
You're over the top. You don't have cable TV.
We have no cable TV. And so for the TV that I watch, it's $34. That's HBO Go, Netflix, and Hulu.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And that covers everything. I also have Amazon Prime, which covers TV, but I don't actually really use that.
The one thing you miss out on, and the other thing I warn cable cutters about, is local channels. You're not getting live local. So if you want to watch local news, if you want to watch stuff that's only on the networks, like the Academy Awards, you know, stuff that's not streamed, you're going to miss it.
Right.
Or you have to go to a friend's house, which is why we see a lot more of you these days.
It's true.
I pay for cable because, you know, I like to, those are things I like to watch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can theoretically watch NFL football if you're a Verizon customer on your streaming device. Theoretically, you can watch the Super Bowl, but it's not the same. And you don't get the ads, right? And I like the ads. So I think it's just easier. And most of us end up paying for cable because it's the easiest way to do it. The cable companies know that. But when you, I mean, part of the reason you want a cord cut is you want to stick it to the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I think that's the whole reason I want to do it.
The man being your cable company.
I just mentioned Amazon Prime, and they will let you, they've let you for a while download shows. So you download the Amazon Prime app and you can download shows. So that's good for watching on the road on your iPad or your iPhone. You can download those for 48 hours. And now Netflix just announced the same thing.
That's awesome. Now, it's not everything, right?
Not everything or not everything yet. But they took a while for this, but it's pretty great. So here, if you take a look at my screen, you can see, you'll just see on the front page.
It's mostly the Netflix originals for right now.
Right. So here's my
downloads.
Because
they own the rights to it. I think it's just easier for them to do that.
Right. So you can watch all of Stranger Things. You can stream it. Or if you want to watch Ali Wong Baby Cobra, which I have.
See, I love that, though. Because what I'll do is I'll go to iTunes and buy something just because I want to have it on the plane. Now, if I could put Stranger Things on, that's a lot of hours mm-hmm. of TV. What, I mean, that's going to take your mind off of any long trip.
That's true.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's, so it expires, they expire, and they're all different levels of time that they expire. So yeah. you'll when you download it, it'll say you have 48 hours to watch this, or you have, you know, 15 minutes to watch this, or it's not 15 minutes, but, you know, so that the way they get around people downloading a ton of content and then, you know, stopping their Netflix service and then just having all of the content. That's how they get around that. And you can only do it on your iPhone or any mobile device, but you can't do it from your laptop. You can't download Netflix from your laptop.
The other reason cord cutting is satisfying economically is at least you're in control. You know, the cable companies don't like doing a la carte stuff. But if you just want HBO, you can just pay for HBO. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of more in control. The other thing I have to remember is if you are in a metropolitan area where you can use an antenna to get the live locals, then you're really better suited for cord cutting because you're not going to miss anything. Just get an antenna and hook it up, and you need a TV with a digital tuner or a device with a digital tuner. There are products like Channel Master, HD Home Run, things like that, that will allow you to watch live locals, to DVR them. So those, if you're in that situation, we're not here in Petaluma. We can only get Channel 50. Which is not one of the better channels. It's one of the low-rent channels here in Petaluma. So we really need either cable or some sort of live locals. I am going to point out, though, this is a great website for people who are trying to figure out, can I get the live locals and what's the best way to do it? This is TVFool.com. And it will show you on a map which TV stations you can get through an antenna and even recommend antennas and more and where to point the antenna and all of that. So I'll just to prove my point, I will start the maps up. Let's see if I can do that. Signal analysis. No, start maps. That's what I want to do. I will start the maps up, and I'll enter in our zip code, and you'll see that channel 50 really is. Let me see. 5, 4. That's that. And we're. Do I have to do everything, or can I just do the zip code? That should be enough. Yeah. So that's where we are. Yep. And let's see what channels we get. It says we're on the. We can. We're on the edge of a few. You know, these are the locals. Actually, it says maybe with the right antenna. These are in the reds. With the ones in the yellow, are channel 22, 23, channel 6. I don't even know what that is. Channel 3 and channel 47. So you see, we're not going to, because it's in red, going to get the ABC, CBS coverage that we want, the Fox. I'm not going to get the football games. I can get PBS. That's KCRB. That's channel 23. And that's about it. So TVFool.com is a great resource. Now, let's, though, talk about the apps, because this is something that's really growing. And really what precipitated this is earlier this month, AT&T announced finally the release of its DirecTV Now program. Should we show you that?
Yeah, let's jump
to it. So I've signed up for all of them. to my everlasting regret, probably, almost all of these guys have one-week trials. Most of them have apps that you can run on your iPad or your iPhone. And all three of the ones we're going to show you have, as you can see, Apple TV apps. So we'll show you DirecTV Now, PlayStation View, and Sling TV. These are I would say right now, the big three cord-cutting apps.
And it's made just for you.
Just for me?
It's new every week.
So you can see it's a little dark right now. This is a problem I've kind of had. Let me go to the guide and see if I can. So let's see if we can watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on ABC. That would be nice. Oh, it's Daytime Jeopardy. Yeah, there you go. Quality's good. This is as good as it would be if I were watching TV at home. Now, it doesn't have fast forward or DVR capabilities. I'm just going through the channels here. So now we're going to a different channel. I think this is kind of cool. This is a local station. Now, this is something important to point out. It depends where you live and which local stations you get, and not all of them offer local. But this is KGO Channel 7. So without an antenna and without a cable subscription, I can watch Channel 7. That's a big deal. You know, that's DirecTV Now. Prices range depending on what you want to get for all of these. Do you have those?
I don't. So it's $35 for the cheapest.
Basics.
That's the basics. And Stan Cook, who watches our show, he tried it. It took him a while to even get it working. You didn't have a super easy time.
The first thing I did, and I did this yesterday, said we're going to charge you $105 right now. So you got to be very careful navigating this. Because what you may find is that you inadvertently, they really try to make you do this, you inadvertently sign up for services that you didn't know. But I've signed up for the base model of $35. You get a week free. Make sure if you're not happy with the trial, you cancel it before that week is up. And I don't know why, and then maybe it's us, but I'll hit stuff, and for some reason it just goes black. I don't know why that is.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's us or the Apple TV, but DirecTV for some reason now has been doing that a lot. Maybe they're having problems with their. So they have a guide. You can favorite channels. You can favorite the watch list. You can change, of course, your account and all of that. Let's look at the guide real quickly. I think it's a pretty good guide, very much like the cable guide. What you're going to want to do is favorite channels as you go through the channels. To make it easier to find channels that you watch. It'll even show you channels you don't subscribe to, see that again? I think there's something wrong here. I don't know what it's just not loading the video, they say. So maybe I'm not patient enough.
So that's $35. I set myself an alarm to remind you to cancel that so you don't
Thank
get charged because you, of course...
I'll forget and I'll have all three of these in a year and say, wow, what is that bill for?
It's $50 for Go Big, which is more, $60 for Gotta Have It.
And you can get HBO, but you pay for the additional channel, right? You can get Cinemax, I think they offer for $10 a month. So there are additional premium channels you can get. I guess the bottom line on all of the ones we're going to show you is you should pick the one that has the channels you want because there's a lot of overlap, but there's also a lot of exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because I'm not getting the video, but I'm not. It's not merely that I'm impatient because we've been sitting here for a while on a black screen.
That goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one we are willing to accept.
Well, if you're listening to this, then
C-SPAN audio is coming in.
So I do like this.
You can swipe through the channels by just swiping the Apple TV remote. That's pretty cool. So I'm swiping around through the channels and getting black screens on all of them.
Mm.
Audio's great, though, don't you think? It's like radio.
The old-timey
TV.
Radio.
Old-timey radio.
So,
that's DirecTV now.
Like I said, I would still, for what I need, I'm still paying less than that.
And this is the newest of the three services, and I think they have some bugs to work out still, including the sign-up process, which is absolutely not intuitive and really tries to trick you into signing up for more than you might want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go out and look at Sling TV.
And also with DirecTV now, if you want cloud DVR, you got to pay extra for that, too.
Yeah, and it's not currently enabled. So they say coming, the ability to record. In fact, the only one that records or does on-demand right now is PlayStation View. We'll show that in a bit. This is Sling TV. They're the oldest of the three. Maybe PlayStation View's been around as long. So here's their channel guide. I could see what's on now. I bought the basic package again. So this is, I think, a little bit easier to see what they are because you're getting thumbnails. And it's divided. It's more like a Netflix experience where it's divided among categories. Don't have the locals on this one, but maybe you don't care. I don't know. Let's see. This is science fiction and fantasy, kind of Netflixy, right? This is Sling TV. Let's see if I can get any video. Start from. It's on right now. So this is a nice feature. If I want, I can start from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's kind of a DVR-ish kind of thing, isn't it? And good, it's working. It's playing video, which is, you know, a step above.
This is cheaper. This is $20. And Sling Blue, which is a little extra, that's $25 a month.
I think a lot of people like Sling. I hear a lot of people saying how good it is. This is the guide itself. So I was watching on now. Here's the guide, which shows you the networks here that you can go through. And then you can scroll down. Again, a very kind of Netflixy kind of feel to it. Let's, you know, CNN news, I think, is important. And almost all of these have CNN. Uh-oh. No results for Wolf Blitzer. It's not on right now. So you would want to watch the current show, which is Jake Tapper, which is on CNN. So I think I think there's two things everybody really wants. One is CNN, so you get live news. News isn't so good if it's not live. And ESPN, so you can get some sports. If you're a real sports fan, though, you're going to want to get a package that has NFL, for instance, on it and so forth.
And that's extra.
And that is extra. And again, you're going to want to really check to see what's available on the different ones. Let's go up to sports on our Sling TV.
But from what I've read, Sling is the best for sports fans, the people of the sports ball.
And you
fans.
Can get things like Red Zone, NFL Red Zone, which I really like. You know, you could favorite stuff ahead of time. It's kind of like a little DVR-ish. Yeah, I think for sports, this is a pretty good thing. Now, that's if you're into NFL, NBA, and MLB. You really should check these if you want to see things like football, soccer. European football. Although,
gymnastics.
Look, I am gymnastics.
Rowing.
You know, unusual
curling.
Sports. Right. Search. Let's check that out. We're going to go back to the menu and look at the... wrong. Went too far. Let's go back to Sling. Go to the search menu. One of the things I really look for on these is the ability to use the dictation. Unfortunately, it looks like... Let me see if I can get... There we go. Yes, now I can do it. Let's go back to search. Search. I have the Sling Orange package.
That's $20 a month.
I hate the Apple. Have I said recently how much I hate the Apple remote? I think I have. Hold to dictate speech. Bueller. And there's the search for Bueller. No results. Shall we show one more? This, to me, is the one I would get. But this is, again, a personal preference. You got to check what channels they've got. But of all of them, I think PlayStation View is the most sophisticated. Now, one thing to be aware of with the PlayStation View is it might be a little tricky to take it out of the house. They're really trying to protect the channel providers from having you share your password with somebody else. So it does geolocation. And if you move locations, you're going to have to tell them, this is my new permanent location. They don't want you to take it to hotels and stuff like that. So something to be aware of. On the other hand, I love the fact that this is the only one with a real DVR. It's a network-based DVR that lets you record shows. Let's go. Okay, swipe. And there we go. Dismiss browsing with one click. And let's go.
So are you saying you can't...
Dagnabbit!
But I could put this on my iPad, right? PlayStation View.
Yeah, all three can go on your iPad.
But why can't I take my iPad to a hotel?
Well, it's location-based. I guess you could. They really want... Do you want to watch Family Feud? Because I know I do. And you can add this to your shows and have it recorded.
I wish it was the old Family Feud, but I'll watch
this
one.
I know. I love Richard Dawson. Did he die? I think so.
No?
Is he still with us? All right. Quality, very good. This is as good as TV. Again, now we have a lot of bandwidth. Don't forget we've got that 20 gigabits Sonic connection. But given sufficient bandwidth, this is every bit as good as a regular cable or TV over the air. Local stations in some markets are available with PlayStation View. That's a nice feature. There are mostly major markets, New York, San Francisco, I think Dallas. So as with all of these, we can look at the guides and play with it and show you what the interface is going to look like. But you really, before you subscribe to any of these, you very much want to see what stations they have and if one of these is a station you want to watch. Let's see here. Can I watch Channel 2 News? Oh, no, this isn't on live right now. Let's go back here to the guide.
And while you're doing that, I'll let you know that Richard Dawson is dead, but not in my heart.
No. You never did get to kiss him, did you?
No, never did.
He was the king of the, surprise kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away 4 years ago.
Anyway. So the PlayStation View, $40 a month, $44 for the Elite package.
Uh-oh. So this you may see on some or all of these. This program is unavailable. Don't worry, your device and PlayStation View are working properly. We have not been granted permission to stream certain programs over the internet. This is the situation we're in right now. We're in kind of this in-between time where content creators are nervous about cheesing off the cable companies. See, a content creator, in most cases, would love to go direct to you and pocket more of that money for themselves. But right now, they're so dependent on cable companies that they're reluctant, or the local network stations, they're reluctant to give rights for internet streaming. This is the Dr. Oz show. It's on right now on our local channel, on Channel 2, but I can't watch it because Dr. Oz hasn't given permission. Let's see if I can watch Days of Our Lives on our local NBC affiliate. I can. So... and by the way, there would be no way of knowing ahead of time. There's nowhere you could say, well, am I going to be able to watch Oz? If that was a big, important show for you, I don't know. So
the other thing to ask yourself before you decide is how many people in your family are going to be watching things at the same time.
Ah, that's a big issue.
Yeah. PlayStation View says five viewers at once.
Simultaneously, although that will depend a lot on your... bandwidth.
Right. And I've read some reviews of that. People say it's not so great. But, I have five people in my family, and sometimes we cannot agree either. So.
It's so often that I want to watch My Little Pony,
mm-hmm.
and you want to watch the Teletubbies, mm-hmm. and we just can't agree.
Yeah.
So it's nice if you could say, well, here's the iPad. Go watch My Little Pony in your room.
There are a lot of men that like My Little Pony. Did you know they're called Pony Bros?
Or Bronies.
Bronies.
Yeah. Get it right. We prefer to be called bronies.
I call them pony bros.
No, don't call me a pony. Do not call me a pony bro. I'm a brony.
Okay. I like how every person in the room said bronies.
Bronies. We all happen to know that for some reason. Here's another interesting feature. This is ESPN, and they don't have the rights to stream the commercials.
Well, that happened. You can also watch Thursday Night Football, NFL football on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And then sometimes it does the same thing. It doesn't say ESPN, but it just does nothing. And they don't have,
So if you, the truth is, the only time I really care about that is on football, because a lot of times the best ads are on football, particularly the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the one time I want to see commercials, because there ain't no game going on. I got nothing else to do. Pretty good. I mean, even with action, I think these are really pretty good screens. So that's the good news. There are choices out there. This is, in my opinion, a little bit better guide, partly because this I'm in the live right now thing, but I can then go ahead and say, oh, the White Christmas episode of The Simpsons, I really want that, and I can add that to my DVR. And I think that's unique to PlayStation View. If I had to pick one for features for price, I'd say the PlayStation View is the best deal. But, you know, at least they're all here right now. And that's DirecTV Now, PlayStation View, and Sling TV. Look on the website at price, at channel availability. Make sure, you know, make a list before you go look of the channels you have to have, mm-hmm. the channels you'd like to have. And in many cases, the basic plan, the one they advertise, the $35 plan, doesn't have a lot of the channels you might want to have. So you got to look at that as well.
Mm-hmm. So you say PlayStation View is the one you would choose, but why do you still choose regular cable?
Because the most frustrating thing for me is to say, oh, I can't wait to get home and watch the Grammys. And then not be able to. Mm. And even if you're getting live locals, as you could see, you might get home. I wouldn't be surprised you got home thinking, well, I've got ABC. I should be able to watch it. And then they block it because they don't have the rights to stream it. That's frustrating to me. So at this point, I feel like cord cutting, you have to make some sacrifices. And I'm just too much involved with television, frankly, to make any sacrifices. TV is important.
Right. And, you know, you also have to have the snacks I like, because I like to see the Grammys too, but I like to pay $34 a month just for Netflix, Hulu, and HBO.
You know, if it's true, if you're willing to compromise a little bit, you're going to save a lot of money in many cases, mm-hmm. and you're going to get a lot of great. You get tons of content.
Yeah,
more than you could watch.
More than I could watch, for sure. And then when there's big news, like the debates or the elections, there's no trouble. Like, there's
usually
live streaming on YouTube, and we watched on our Apple TV. We weren't huddled over.
But that's the progress that's happened, is now YouTube Live and YouTube. This is relatively new. It's getting easier and easier to be a cord cutter, and you're sacrificing less and less. And I think we're very close to that turning point where almost anybody could be a cord cutter. As long as you understand, you know, there's a few little glitches here. By the way, I should mention, I think HBO is available on all three of them, but not all premium channels are. So you, again, if you want to see Game of Thrones, you should make sure that you'll be able to get those channels. And they almost always cost an additional fee. HBO, for instance, I think on all three is an additional $15 a month.
I do have one other recommendation. This came from Victor, one of our editors, who said, did you know you can use the CW app to watch a lot of the shows? So I don't know. You probably don't watch any of the CW shows, do you?
I'm a big fan of the Gilmore Girls. Is that on the CW?
No, that's on Netflix. Well, the new Gilmore Girls. I think it at one point was, but the new one's on Netflix.
So I like Life with Father. Is that still on?
Father
the
Knows
Andy
Best.
Griffith Show?
Yeah. No, we're talking about Vampire
Ozzie
Diaries. We're talking the things that are aimed at the young children.
So this is what I would say. Almost all cable channels, my favorite is Turner Classic Movies, TCM. Almost all cable channels do have an app. TCM has an app.
Yeah, I think
But you have to get it approved. You have to log into your cable company, and then they have to say, yes, they have the right to watch this. CW is one of the few that doesn't make you do that.
Exactly. And so I happen to have some, you know, people that live in my house that love to watch Jane the Virgin, for example, and Vampire Diaries, and we do not have cable.
Who would that be living in your house? I think it would be you.
No.
I think that would be you.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hero,
but DC Legends? I mean, come on.
You were
people.
Watching that earlier.
It's tricky, and they don't like list out all the rules of what you can watch. But I think if you start at the very beginning of the season and you watch it regularly, you can watch it. There's commercials, obviously. But then if you don't, you can't like start over from season one or anything like that. It's a lot of, they give and they take away. But I think the CW does offer more than the average cable app.
If you're a normal person, not a crazy TV addict like me, and you can be flexible what shows are on, you can easily, you know, do what you do. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, that's enough TV to last a lifetime.
It is.
But it's just, you know, if you had to see a particular show when it first airs or whatever, it might be a little bit of a challenge. You get HBO, right?
Through HBO. Yes. HBO Now. now.
So you pay the
15, yeah.
15 bucks a month.
Mm-hmm. And who? This is always changing, right? I mean, there was a whole lot of announcements last week. And I think we might begin to see these announcements around, like, right after Black Friday. Because I think a lot of people buy these smart TVs on Black Friday for a big discount. And then they think, okay, what kind of service am I going to do? So that's why we heard all these announcements. Hulu is going to have OTT in 2017. We don't know what it's going to look like, how much it's going to cost. But, you know, if you want live, I hope they don't take away the plan that I have now.
I should point out that DirecTV Now does offer HBO for $5, not $15.
Oh.
And it really looks good.
Yeah,
it
is.
The blacks are deep.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a sling ad on DirecTV Now. You can see how competitive this is. But they cut it, fortunately. So DirecTV Now, because it's the new kid, it's only a week old, I suspect it's going to have a lot of teaser rates and so forth. No guarantee, though, it'll stay $5. I think they're going to end up being the going rate of everybody else. Maybe not. Who knows? AT&T has a lot of clout, right?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah. Movies.
So a good time to cut your cable and go cordless.
Any time is a good time to
Well,
cut
one
cable.
Good time is when you're moving into a new house. And if you're moving into a new house, you want to be in the 21st century, especially when you're getting your mortgage.
Keep going. You're doing great.
With Rocket Mortgage, you can.
You could do the ad.
No more filling out all that paperwork.
When's the
no
last time? When did you buy your house? It was years ago.
It was years ago, but we refinanced.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a huge pain.
It's a pain. We just bought ours 3 years ago. And it was kind of hard because we thought all the paperwork was done. We went, you know, we did the traditional old-fashioned way. We went to a loan officer and we brought him all the paperwork, you know, folders and folders of paperwork. And then we thought, oh, it's all done. We did this several weeks before our vacation. Then we went on vacation and it turned out it wasn't done. Mm. And poor Lisa had us, you know, we were on a cruise. She had to find, we were going to get in port and find a fax machine, send more information. She had to call her sister and say, Debbie, can you find this and send it to him? It was just a nightmare. It took us like 8 weeks to get approved. And partly because, you know, our credit's terrible. But... No, it wasn't. It was just crazy.
Because all those services you just signed up for.
Maybe, yeah. I have a lot. They said, you watch too much TV. We're not going to give you one. See, I wish that we'd had Rocket Mortgage because we could have done that. We probably would have been done it literally can take a few minutes. First of all, everything you submit online, pay stubs, bank statements, you don't have to get up from your couch. You could do it on your phone. You could do it on a tablet. You could do it on a computer. Rocket Mortgage comes to you from Quicken Loans. They're the premier mortgage lender in the United States. QuickenLoans.com/iOS today if you want to find out more. And it's highly personalized. So you answer the few questions. You supply whatever documents. It doesn't take very long. And within minutes, you're going to get a custom mortgage solution that's designed just for you. You will know right away whether you're approved. And you could do it at an open house. You could do it like spur of the moment. Whether you're refinancing or buying a new home, it is as simple as can be. Go to Rocket Mortgage right now. It's at quickenloans.com/iOS today. They're nationwide, all 50 states. They're licensed in all 50 states. They're an equal housing lender, of course. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Rocket Mortgage. They call it Rocket Mortgage because it's fast, powerful, completely online. It's the 21st century, kids. We really ought to have a 21st century mortgage solution, and we do, thanks to Quicken Loans. QuickenLoans.com/iOS today. And boy, today especially, I'm glad to have them as a sponsor to pay for all of those services that I am now subscribing to completely unnecessarily. See what channels I subscribe. This is DirecTV Now. I got the basic package. Well, let's go back to the networks panel. I got the basic package, and it's pretty basic. A&E, ABC, AMC... You know, a lot of them are very similar. I'm not going to be watching Baby First Television. I got to be honest with you. Maybe when the grandkids come. And then there's a whole lot of stuff that I don't yet subscribe to that I can add. But at least they make it fairly easy to do.
Maybe we should show people how to cancel your subscription. Is it hard?
I'll let you know next week because I'll be doing all that. All of these, you get a one-week trial. That's enough to get a sense of it. I wouldn't do all three at once.
No. You got to compare.
Yeah, you got to compare.
Mm-hmm.
DirecTV Now is going to be pretty aggressive. It's brand new. It's AT&T. They own DirecTV, which gives them a certain advantage in all of this. So they already have deals with a lot of these companies. But I still like PlayStation View. I'm pretty impressed. PlayStation View is kind of one of the best caped cord-cutting secrets for a long time.
All right.
All right. Well, I got a few products. You know, it's holiday season, so probably everybody's thinking about getting stuff. Now, Becky, I think, showed you this, the Pavlok. Do you remember this, the thing that
shocked you? She shocked me with that. Is that still around?
It's still around.
I can't believe they're still in business.
Did you know it was created by Benish Sethi, who used to be on Call for Help? Do you remember him? He was a teenager who did video. I think we have a segment we can watch.
What?
If you don't remember it, it's on YouTube.
That's me. That's I recognize you. That.
He was a 16-year-old gamer. Shirt.
I think we can. Wouldn't you like to write him? Where do you start? Do you need to take extra math courses? Which programming language should you learn? Here to help us answer those questions is the author of a book, can't believe it, Game Programming for Teens, Manish Sethi. He's a teen, 16 years old. He's not only a book author, he's a programmer.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
Manish, it's so great.
And an entrepreneur.
Do you remember him?
I do now. I do now. That's really cool.
Yeah, so he's the guy who created it. Yeah, he created
I take
this.
Everything back that I said, Manish, about the Pavlok. What a great idea. Little did I know, like 15 years later, he'd be shocking me.
Yes. Well, okay. I've tried to get rid of my Diet Coke habit before. I've tried on this show.
Oh, so it could be more than just get exercising.
Yeah,
any
no,
habit
it's
you want.
It's habit breaking. So okay. Here it is. So my objective is to stop drinking Diet Coke. And so I said, you know, I usually get urges 6 times a day and I want to reduce those. So then every time I get the urge, I just started using it. It'll shock me into not drinking.
Well, how do you know? You have to tell it shock me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to push a button that says shock me.
Why not?
Oh, I guess this did it? I guess it's like snapping a rubber band kind of thing.
It's like the same thing as the haptic feedback on your watch.
Okay. Because the one Becky did was, I guess, a prototype.
Maybe.
It hurt like hell. Can you turn it up? Turn it all the way up, see what happens.
No, this is 50%. I don't know.
No, 100%. 100%. Go all the way. Shock me, baby.
No,
so he's got
you.
A real... See, we played with a prototype, so he's got a real
this
product
This is the
now.
Real
neat.
Thing. It's Pavlok. It's $120. I think it's either $140 or $120.
The idea is to undo bad habits.
Yes. And I don't know. I mean, you can think about how much money I'd save... Not drinking Diet Coke, I'd make up that $150 pretty quickly, I think.
So it's very much like, I mean, we've seen this before with rubber bands. You know, if you're trying to quit smoking, your therapist might give you rubber bands and say, snap this anytime you feel the urge, and it kind of snaps you out of the...
Right. You can set a reminder if you get... So you say what time the urge is, and so you can be reminded around that time. Uh-huh. So if, like, right after I do this show, I get super, you know, stressed, I need a Diet Coke.
Toad Sloth wants to know, is there a safe word? Banana! Banana!
Great question. I'm going to use Toad Sloth as my safe word from now on. But,
that's a good safe word.
It's not the most comfortable...
It's bulky.
...wearable in the world, but so...
You look like, frankly, you're on a work release program.
It is a little work release-ish. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, if someone has a bad habit, smoking, for example, that might be a good way.
The Pavlok. What else you got? You got a whole bunch of stuff.
I got,
here. You got the new Beats.
BTS Pro from 66 Audio.
You
not
can understand
Beats.
My confusion. I wonder why they named it BTS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So kind of even looks like Beats.
I have the 66 Audio, a cheaper version that I've shown to you before, but then they saw that review and they were like, let me send you. They're Bluetooth.
I will bring you the Sennheisers because I wanted you to try those. Those are the $400 Bluetooth headphones, widely agreed to be the highest quality audio. And I'm just curious because I can't hear the difference if you can.
Yeah,
so let me see these
are $140. They have a few features in them. For example, GPS for when you lose them. Yeah, they're over
neat.
The ear.
They got GPS built in.
These are for the people that don't like to shove things in their ears.
Yeah.
So they go over the ear.
Over the ears.
Stylish, huh?
Yeah. That's good. What do you call that when you do that? Is that pop and locking?
I guess so. I lose my headphones a lot, so it's pretty nice. Do you want to hear what they listen to and then hear what they sound like? I think they're already... They pair pretty well.
Can you put it over your head or do you have to put it behind your head? I guess you can't put it over your head.
No, that's not the way you do it,
Leo. Unless you have a very short head.
They got to go behind your head.
Okay.
And then I'll play some tunes, and you tell me what you think of them.
Play them loud. What are you listening to?
Avett Brothers. The Avett Brothers.
Oh, I like the Avett Brothers.
This is their
Square Dance album.
Okay, you don't like that?
Alaman Left. No, it sounds very good.
Not bad. Great
Might
for
be
running.
Better if I took my own headphones out.
There's that. We can hear it. I can hear it from here.
It sounds like a lot of... Here, you can listen. It sounds like a lot of Bluetooth headphones sound to me. There's some sort of compression. They don't sound full, open sound. And I don't think that that's a problem with the hardware. I think that's a problem with Bluetooth audio in general. Now, are these aptX or are these A2DP?
That is a great question that I don't know the answer to.
There's a new Bluetooth audio technology called aptX that everybody's raving about. I'm sure these are A2DP, unless they say aptX. Yeah, and they don't. Wireless headphones. Huh.
You can also change the... There's this sort of My EQ that you can, if you like more...
That's nice. Was that how it was set? Because that might explain.
Yeah. That was my personal setting tastes. So if you'd like to listen to a lot of jazz, you do that. If you like to...
All the Bluetooth headphones I've tried, even the very expensive Sennheisers, lack something. And I think it's just they're a little more compressed. Is it aptX? It is aptX. Okay.
It's aptX, just like I said.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't say that. Okay. No, I didn't... those specific things, I'm not sure. I know it sounds good. aptX.
Well, you see a little bit lower down, the earlier technology was A2DP, which was the stereo music Bluetooth. But aptX is newer, and a lot of people say better. This, by the way, is independent of Apple's W1 chip. And if you have an iPhone 7 with a new W1 chip, we still haven't seen any W1 wireless headphones. And I'm not sure if the W1 just makes it easier to pair or actually makes a difference in the audio. My guess is it does not change the audio quality. But one of the reasons we pay attention to these is if you've got an iPhone 7, you don't have a headphone jack. So you're going to want some sort of wireless headphones at some point. I'm waiting for the AirPods. You saw Rene Ritchie when he was here.
He had them. He did. I didn't try them out because they'd been in his ears already.
Yeah.
But
I asked him to put them in. They didn't look as bad as I expected.
Oh,
I kind of was feeling like this is going to look really dopey, but they didn't look that bad. And we had heard a rumor, an unsubstantiated rumor, that Tim Cook told somebody in an email in the next few weeks, but that wasn't, you know, provably Tim Cook. I would like to see these AirPods come out before the Christmas season because I'd like to get some for myself and my kids.
I don't like the things that don't go over my ear. I can stick them in my ear.
You don't like earbuds.
No, things have to go.
Oh, you
want
to clip in because you run.
Yeah, for running. And I've run with these several times. They're great. Yeah. Like I said, if you lose them, you know, that'll make a sound. It's like find my iPhone type thing. And then you can adjust the audio. You can also adjust the buttons because I find, you know, you want to pause and, you know, turn the volume up and down while you're running and you don't want to have to get out your phone. There's also an Apple Watch app to control it, which is really easy for me.
So that is BTS
Pro 66 Audio.
And somebody's pointing out, and I think this is probably true, that the iPhone 7 doesn't support aptX anyway. Let me check real quickly. Yeah, it does not. So Apple chose not to support aptX, which was which is from Qualcomm. So it wouldn't really matter if you had aptX headphones; you'd be still using A2DP, and that's what you were using as an iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. So I was hearing that.
Yeah.
So a little stymied because I haven't been able to find an aptX headphones and aptX device. I think some of my Android phones will do it.
Well, you know, most of the time when I'm listening to music, I'm running, and so the sound quality is not my greatest.
Right.
Requirement.
Right.
It's battery life, and the battery life on these are great. It is like, can you sweat in them? You can sweat in them. Can you run in the rain in them? You can run in the rain in them. All those things. So, do they come with a very special little case? Yes, they do.
Good news. My Pixel phone, my Google Android phone, does support aptX. So if you want, you can borrow it and pair it to those and see if the sound quality is any better. I'd be curious.
I will do that.
Yeah.
So you might remember last week we talked about board games and we talked about Monopoly on the iPad. And do you remember it kept flipping?
Yeah.
Whenever I got half a dozen emails.
Of course.
It was in tabletop mode. So it flips because you're playing. So thank you, Karen. And all the other
Because you're passing it around.
You're passing it around.
Yeah.
So it's one of those moments where you just imagine everyone yelling at us while we're talking. And you just wish we had You could yell through the chat room, it's flipping because you're, it's tabletop mode. It's supposed to do that.
Yes.
So thank you. And now it's time for some caps, some app
already?
Caps. It's already time for app caps.
Well, I've been chosen today to be the dinosaur in the bunch.
Well, do you know why?
Why?
Well, our cap master, Burke.
Cap master Burke, yes.
You know, he works on caps related to our theme.
You're a dinosaur as well.
Yes, we're dinosaurs because you're a dinosaur if you haven't cut the cord yet.
That's the theory. Mm-hmm.
That's the theory, yes.
I'm going to wear this to a ball game sometime.
Please
I like
do.
It. Yeah.
All right, maybe
a Toronto Raptors game.
So why are we wearing these caps besides the fact that you'd be a dinosaur to...
Well, we do it to honor... Really? What we consider the biggest, most important, the best apps of the week. This is our pick of the week for iOS apps.
So, and I said mine was right on the money, and you said it was.
I get it.
This is called 1600.
Oh, I love this.
In
so this came from the White House. It's a strange thing. Okay, so you launch it, and it's
on your
iPhone.
You've got to have a dollar. It costs a dollar, but you get to keep the dollar.
Yeah.
Let me see. And
start without pointing at the dollar. So you I guess they make you do that, right?
Yeah, you can't. Here's the app.
Okay, so get the dollar in there. You understand? There's you'll have to tilt the phone down. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, I understand. There,
oh, it
there's
sees the dollar.
It sees the dollar.
Says, I see a dollar. Wow, what a great app. I hope that everybody downloads. Wait a minute. What? The White House is appearing. This is hard to do because we have to give you a good angle without glare. There it is. There's the White. This comes from the White House, whitehouse.gov. It's a free app. You do have to have a... Oh, there's a helicopter. You're missing it. It's down below. Look, there's a helicopter landing.
What?
Whoa, is that the president? Oh, there he goes.
Oh, you know why you're not hearing it? Because it's paired to my headphones.
Oh, well, I put on the headphones and we can hear it.
Here, let me unpair.
All right, let's
so
start
we can
over.
Hear it.
Okay. By the way, will it work with a toonie or a loonie? In other words, if you're in Canada, will it work with a Canadian dollar? No, you have to have a...
I don't know.
You have to have an American dollar bill.
I think people would be a little bit worried if it did, don't you think?
This,
I mean,
by
I
the way,
Canada
I think there's a disclaimer. Should not be used for counterfeit testing.
This is good for kids.
No. Do you want to plug this in? Oh, you don't have a headphone jack. Gee,
no.
That's a shame.
Where's your dongle?
That's a shame.
So, yeah, it's still paired to those...
Okay. We don't need the audio.
No, we don't need it. But if you had the audio, you would hear that it would be telling you about the White House.
Oh, neat. So it's educational.
Yes.
Can I do it on the iPad?
I don't know. Try it. You could also take a picture of it and share it.
Hmm. Right. What's it there. Called?
1600.
Ah.
See how well those pair? You can't unpair them.
That's not the problem we usually have.
No.
Yeah, there is an iPad version. Let me install it real quickly.
And I'll even let you borrow my dollar.
Can I borrow a buck?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh. For the app, you mean. All right.
Yes. Are you still installing it? Let me see if I can.
I'm going to open it right now. Let's see. All right. There it is. It's loading. Here it is. Okay. Let's start. It's going to say... Show me the money. Okay. Oh, there's the money. I'm showing you the money.
Yes.
And listen as we... Wow, that's kind of cool. Did you see that? This is wild. That is wild.
Good.
It's showing up. Oh, I moved the dollar. Okay, don't move the dollar. It's unlocking the safe. Here comes the White House. I think, oh God, you got to keep it right there. Or otherwise, you have to go through this every single time. All right. Okay. White House opening. Okay. Here comes a helicopter.
Bird sounds.
There's a Secret Service. Oh, no, is that the president?
The White House is more than a home for
Hello,
the president,
Mr. President
and his family. It's the people's house.
Yes.
So it's your house, too.
Oh, I think kids would love this.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington laid the cornerstone
kids
of this
of
iconic
age.
Building that has been an emblem of our country for more than 200 years.
What are they playing, golf?
Millions
oh, that was Easter
visitors
egg roll.
Have passed through its doors for tours, bill signings, holiday celebrations, and
more. Is there more stuff you can see
more.
If you move it around?
Could I go behind it?
The White House serves as a symbolic backdrop as American history unfolds.
Oh.
I'm turning the bill. Wow. Now I can see the other side. That is really cool.
Since John Adams, every president has led the nation from here, met with world leaders, members of the press, citizens, and the occasion.
Didn't like it because it built. There we go.
The White House is more than a home for the president.
Well, you get the idea.
I love that.
I think it's really cool. Fun. That's Marine One landing right there. Yep. That's nice.
$1,600. It costs $29.99.
No, it's free. It's the people's house. It's the people's app. Free.
It's free.
That's neat. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. It must have just been some White House aide had an idea and wrote an app. My app is not visible on the screen. It's a messenger add-on called Game Pigeon. And, I'll tell you how I found out about my son. He said, Dad, do you know about Game Pigeon? I said, what? He said, it is the best app I've ever had. Game Pigeon, I'll show you, lets you play a lot of different games on your iPad or your Messenger. And by the way, I'm playing it on iPad, but it will work just fine on your iPhone. There are a variety of games from 8-Ball, like the pool game, Sea Battle, which is a lot of fun. It's kind of a battleship clone. Anagrams, Knockout. Tanks is another one that's really fun. You're shooting at each other and you take turns. Checkers, poker, four in a row, word hunt, dots and boxes, Gomoku, 20 questions, 9-Ball, 8 and 9-Ball, and then more. I guess it'd be more games coming very soon. So this is free. So we started playing a poker and this is in messages.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just typed something called
you
called.
Called.
I don't know what that means, but.
Ooh. Don't tell Megan, but I have a pair of eights. I'm going to bet 25.
I can see his
So then, now, the problem is it's a little slow because now it sends... By the way, this took me a little while to figure out. You would have thought that's it, but no, you have to then send the message like that.
That's what Words with Friends did on iMessage,
and I'm
going to
slam it down and,
waiting.
Yeah, and tell you.
We were also playing 9-Ball, and I'm still waiting for you with that, too. And I'm still waiting for you to get back to me on Words with
Okay, one
friends.
Thing, and I'll show you this. Okay, so now it's your move. One thing that's kind of cool. So we started playing a game, and this is actually clever because I started it on the iPhone, so I can't pick it up on the iPad to avoid cheating.
Mm.
So that kind of makes sense because the iPad, if we're playing on the iPhone... So I'm going to pick up here. I'm going to play this. Let me show you this. This is really fun. So that was your shot. You didn't. You sank the cue ball. You scratched.
Mm.
So now it's my turn. And there's the cue ball. Here's my cue. And you see I can move the head of the cue around. Let's see. Where is the cue ball? It didn't put it back. What the what? Well, maybe that's... Oh, no, I see. I'm moving the cue ball. All right. So which ball should I shoot? I don't want to... I could get that one. Let's see. So I'm going to put it right there. Nope. We're going to move this stick a little bit. It's actually a really good way. And I want to just tap the outside edge of that ball there.
You're learning physics here.
Yeah. This is actually a pretty good way to learn this game. And then I'm going to pull it back. Let's see, and you could determine how hard you hit it, and I just tap it. Oh, I blew it. So that's my move, and I screwed it up. So now I send that off to you. Your move. I suck.
Mm.
So, wait a minute. You raised.
I did. I don't know how
this
to play
game
poker.
Was started from another device, so I have to go back now to my iPad. Anyway, lots of games, lots of fun. I don't know how I didn't even know about this, but if you haven't yet played Game Pigeon or installed it, it's free, and it's totally awesome. Oh, that's not the one I can play here. I have to play the poker game here. Let's see. You raised it 50?
Yeah.
All right, I'll call you. He says, you owe me a beer. Oh, look at that. On the river. Or what? That's on the turn? Or what is that? That's one of them. I'm going to bet because I'm an aggressive bettor. And now I'm going to send you that bet. So we're playing a little poker game. Mm-hmm. It's turn-based. Free Game Pigeon.
It's for Apple's messages, iMessage, and for that reason, you can't play it with somebody on Android. They have to have an iPhone or an iPad to play with you. This is an awesome game. This is an awesome game.
I really enjoy the iMessage games, and I've been enjoying the Facebook.
We've been playing Words with Friends. Yes. Every once a week, you make a move.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was because it was on my iPad and not on my iPhone, and you know.
No, I know why.
I'm watching Westworld.
Because I got a really good move, and I just clobbered you.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me go back and see.
Actually, I'm waiting for you.
Now you are. Now you are.
Now you are.
You played for 10 points. I have... What? Well, maybe I didn't make such a good move. I thought I made a really good move. Mm. All right, let's see here. Look at that triple letter just waiting for me. If I could get a Z, double letter, triple letter, I think there's a word called ads. Is there? I'm going to guess there's a word called ads. That'd be 25 points.
Not a word.
It's a word, but it's not a very good word. I love this, by the way, in Word with Friends. It'll tell you if it's a word. It's not like real Scrabble. And it'll tell you on a sliding scale how good a move that is. It's pretty crappy. Oh. You want to get it all the way to the right. And that's because it knows I'll be able to find somewhere to use that triple word in there. I'm going to get that triple word. Maybe a H-A-N... D hands. I got hand. That's 30 points. It's a little better. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep trying to find a move. I'm going to beat you because you're so smart. You think you're so smart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat you. Anyway, so that was last week. We showed you how to play Words with Friends. This week, Game Pigeon. It's really fun.
It is. I'm still playing over here.
Yeah.
Sorry, are we doing a show?
You know what's cool is now I've got a way to talk to my son or at least interact with my son. Although I'm waiting for his move like a week, so maybe he decided that was a bad idea.
But now, you know that.
It's my move, huh?
When he moves, you don't have to say, like, why don't you ever call me? Because he's, playing
he's
poker
busy.
With you.
Oh. You raised it.
I told you I have no idea how to play poker, but I do like that music.
You better have a very good hand. I'm going to raise you back.
I don't even think I know what my hand is.
All right, let's finish this game now.
Do I have a good hand?
I want your money. I don't even know what your hand is. I'm not looking. Not looking. Not looking.
That's it. Do I have a good hand?
I don't know. You raised me again? No, we're waiting for
a final. Brian says I have a good hand.
Don't listen to him. He can see both our hands. Not as good as my hand.
Mm.
Go ahead, raise it. He says raise it. I don't think you... Can you re-raise?
I don't know. What just happened?
Just do it. I'm waiting for you now. I like the music. Ooh. So we can almost play in real time here. You raised me again? All right. I'm going to just call you just to get this over with. Ah, a queen. I'm going to bet big. Well, no, not big, but now it's your move again.
My move.
This is like World Poker Tour if it were really slow, boring with amateurs.
Yes.
And no money at stake.
I raised some more.
You raised more? I hate you. All right, I'm getting her out of the game.
Okay.
I'm going all in. There you go. There's a big raise. Go ahead. You owe me a beer. Okay. I'm raising you big now.
Does call mean we're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
You called me? All right. Let's see what's on the river. No help there. I'm gonna try to get you out of this game. How do I go all in? I'm going all in, man. I'm going all in. I'm all in. I bet everything. Go, your turn.
Oh, I thought I called. I thought that meant that
no,
it was
I
over.
Just it's a new bet. Oh. You got a new card. I got two pair, baby.
Oh, I'm supposed to get
You're
more cards?
You're supposed to call. There's one more. Now, it happens automatically. Just one more, because we got another one. See on the river there? We got the last card of the five. This is. Have you ever played poker before?
I've played 21 before.
No. Okay. This is...
That's it.
This is the real kind of poker, too. This isn't just your everyday poker. This is real poker. Go ahead. Is it my move?
No, it's just still... I don't know.
Oh, I didn't send it. I forget. Okay, you got to remember to send your message.
Yes.
That's the problem right there. Now you get to you get to call me. Just call me. That's all. That's the only thing you can do. You ever fold. You could have folded. All right, now.
I won.
What?
Yes.
What? You won?
I won.
What? Let me see your hand. Press send. How can you have won?
Because I was bluffing the whole time.
You had a full house.
Oh! Oh!
And you got it on the river.
I got it. Yes. All the houses on the river.
You know,
that's
you
what
got,
I got.
You won all my money and I'm done.
Oh. And I'll take that iPad, ceramic Apple Watch.
I didn't bet that. Anyway, you can see this is fun, right?
Yes, it is.
Hey, thank you everybody for being here. Yes. I hope you enjoyed the show. That's Megan Maroney. You see her on Tech News Today, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 2400 UTC. I'm Leo Laporte. I'll be on once in a while. Just look for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back next Monday at about 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern, 2130 UTC for iOS Today. I hope you'll tune in. If you have a comment, a question, or you want, you know what I'd love? Make a short 30-second or less video. Just start it with your first name and city. Ask us a quick question. We'd love to play that on the air. What can they do if they do that? How can they get it to you?
You can email it to me, megan@twit.tv. You can post it on YouTube. Send me the link. You can tweet it at me, at Megan Maroney. iOS@twit.tv. iOS Today@twit.tv. Any way you want to do that. And you know what else? We're working on our best of.
Oh, don't forget that.
So go to twit.tv/best of. And if you remember some highlights of the show, then remind us so we can put that together.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't, you know, there's a form and it has little red asterisks required. They're not required. Mm-hmm. Just fill in what you know, because a little bit of something is better than nothing at all. twit.tv/best of. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Woohoo!